Right, so in a few psukim later, in this week's Torah portion, the Torah says, "Va'avram hayababayamim," and Avram was old, he came with his days. He was an old man, that makes sense. What does it mean, he came with his days? Baba Yami. It's a very strange pasuk. Yeah. So Chassidus has a field day with this. I want to answer this question, what does it mean to be Baba Yamim, with the following Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin 98 says the following. Rabbi Yeshua went to greet the Mashiach. Okay? Cool? One day Rabbi Yeshua was going to greet the Mashiach. He said, it's a story in the Gemara, he went to go find the Mashiach. He said, Shalom Aleicha, peace to you, my teacher and my mentor. Peace to you, son of Levi. When are you coming? Mashiach said, today. Great.
Sure.
Later, Rabbi Yeshua once again met Eliyahu. New? Did he find Mashiach? Yes, he lied to me. I asked him when he was coming, and he told me today. But he never came. He said, Hayom. But he never came. Said Eliyahu, today, im bekolo tishma'u. Today, if you will heed my voice. Ah. So what is Eliyahu, what's this Gemara trying to say? What's Eliyahu saying?
If you really believe it's coming today, then it will come today.
So you think that it's a matter of belief because Rabbi Yeshua didn't believe it didn't happen? Interesting. Yeah. Any other ideas? What is the Gemara trying to say? Certainly that's about that time many people believe. They say that the belief itself draws the Mashiach here. That's why Chabadnikim and others talk so much about believing in the Mashiach. What else? What else could this Gemara mean?
It says today if you keep my voice, I think it means like if you keep the mitzvah.
Sure.
And like, maybe this isn't like a good argument because I'm going to bring up Rambam, but he lived like hundreds of years after this is written. And he says like, I think it's Rambam who says like if someone claims their Mashiach, just keep doing what you're doing and don't like bother like going after it. And just like you'll know when Mashiach comes, don't go looking for it.
Uh-huh, interesting.
Just keep them as well.
Fascinating. I wonder how that plays in with this story. Interesting.
Interesting.
Cool. Alright, so I think the Pashut Pshat is like what Max is saying. Mashiach is ready to come today, but you have to do the mitzvahs. You have to listen to Hashem's voice. Right? You have to believe. Sure, that's a Pashut Pshat. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a drush, a Hasidic drush. Not mine. Everyone says this. V'yayar likes to talk. Everyone talks about this. Hayom! In other words, not Ibakolo Tishmo, but Mashiach will come and we start focusing on the Hayom, on the today, on the moment, on right now. Right? Not on tomorrow, not on yesterday, but on being the most amazing Jew, living the most amazing life possible today. If we would live our level on the Hayom, we would live a Mashiachic existence. Our life would be messianic. That's maybe what the Gemara says, and that's how Rabbi Nachman interprets this piece. Look at source number 3, the Likutei Maharan. See, we're working Rabbi Nachman in the end. In this world, a person has only the very day and very moment in which he finds himself. Tomorrow is a completely different world. Okay? Tomorrow doesn't matter. Hayom.
That's rubbing against us.
I told you, it's like the theme of this yeshiva. A lot of times people don't even really know what it means. It's just a cute catchphrase to say. So I'm trying to kind of explain what Rav Nagin is really trying to say. So what Rav Nagin is saying is, just focus on the now. Right? All the time we're worrying so much what's going to be, and then we don't, if we could just get our thoughts away and just be in the moment right now, we would love life. We'd be happy. It was a simple life. It's just that we have so many distractions and things that are taking us away from happiness. So Rabbi Nachman is saying you need to focus on the now. Similarly, source number 2, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Notice it's the same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? Same guy, so probably not a coincidence. Said, Bechol Yom, it says in Pirkei Avos, the very famous Mishnah, every day a heavenly voice goes out from Mount Horeb, proclaiming and saying, woe to humanity for disdaining the Torah. We don't need to go into the details about, you know, why it has that particular message. There are other sources which indicate there's a different message that's coming and screaming out every day from Har Sinai. But the point is that what is Rabbi Yeshua again stressing? That every day, it's not that once upon a time God created the world and then on Har Sinai gave us the Torah, but every day He's re-giving us the Torah. Every day. Today, specifically, it's your job to tap into the moment, to be here today, and to hear God's unique message today. Okay? On that note, alright, let's go around. Max, you do search 4, Rashi, do 5. Go for it. Or HaChaim HaKadosh. A little introduction, by the way. This is where I wanted to go to the Or HaChaim. Another day I'll show you the Or HaChaim. You know where the Or HaChaim's shul is? Or HaChaim Street. You know, on the way down from Sammy's. So his shul is right there. So that's where he did his stuff. So Rav Chaim Ben Attar, he's buried right down there in Har HaZeitim. One of these days I'll show you where he lives and tell you some miracle stories. So Or HaChaim HaKadosh has the following to teach us.
How long ago did you live?
I think 300 years ago, 1700, something like that.
Okay. A person's soul is divided into many different parts. Numerous sparks that are appointed according to all the days of his life. Each one enlivens a particular day.
So the Or HaChaim worked Kabbalah and Kabbalistic ideas into a pshat, perspective on Chumash. So it's very fascinating. Oh, I also want to take you guys to a shul for a davening there. Tomorrow, if you guys remind me, or Thursday. They have a really, really awesome davening there at 7 o'clock where everyone like screams davening. So we definitely will do that. We'll do that trip sometime soon. But so what's the Or HaChaim teaching us here? Try to paraphrase. It's a little bit of a complicated idea, but what's he saying? What's the Halakha Or HaChaim teaching us? So he's saying that every part of us, we're not one soul, we have different parts of our soul. Okay? And each day, we have a particular part of our soul that has to be fixed on that day. And if you don't fix that day, then that part of your soul will not be fixed. So what you did yesterday and what you did tomorrow doesn't matter. Right? Only today. Okay? Now, to bring it all back to the Parsha, when it says, Avram Babe B'Yamim, according to Chassidus, and Tiva Shalom has a whole article on this, but we did, you know, we've done enough for today, so he says, it means Avram lived every single day to its maximum, to its fullest. Similarly, in this week's Parsha, they say about Sarah, when she lived 120 and 7 years, right? It doesn't say 127, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. Why 120 and 7? Because each stage of her life, when she was 7, when she was 20, when she was 100, puberty, you know, the purity stage, 20, maturity, old age, but each stage she was finding the holy sparks inside of it. She was getting everything possible out of that day. She didn't take anything for granted. Okay? So that's the Or HaChaim's message is about every single day what we have to do. Shmak. Alright, Maishi, go for us. A little Shlomo, we had to work it in there.
People walk around sad because they don't know what to do with their future. You have this minute right now. What are you doing with it? The difference between sadness and joy is simple. Sadness always tells you, oy vey, what are you going to do in 10 minutes? If you're really filled with joy for 1 minute, you will know exactly what to do the next minute also.
Gavas, awesome. This is something that I like saying. It's a very important motto in my life. Just in your moment, right now, try to be happy. Try to be besimcha, and you'll see that then you'll have clarity as to what your next move is. And when you start seeing yourself dragging down to sadness, you gotta kind of find a way to soothe yourself, to get yourself back to a place of happiness, so that you can make the right decisions in life. Because when you're not in a state of simcha, you're not gonna be able to raise the holy sparks and accomplish the goals you need to accomplish. Right? And so I always like, you know, telling all these stories about Rav Shlomo, because he was a master of the moment. Like, Mama, she'd get up on stage and add on the blue, you know, they asked him to do a concert on Friday night. So instead of saying no, he couldn't do it on Shabbos. He said, okay, but I'm not going to do it with a microphone. He got up there saying without a microphone and then invited everyone back for Shabbos. And then 500 people came for him. So he's like, okay, what do I do? He didn't go sad. He was like, okay, let's go to the market, cut up tiny little pieces of bread and tuna fish, and they did Shabbos until 5 in the morning. Like, this is stuff that he would do. So he's not just saying this. He's mamish the master of the moment. He's mamish in every moment and saying, today, right now, I have a specific mission that I have to accomplish. What's my mission for today? Okay, good. Jake, you want to read source number 6?
Okay. At the funeral of the Imre Emet of Gor, the Beit Yisrael commented, my father had length of days. When someone remarked, he only lived to be 66. The Beis Yisrael replied, length of days he didn't have, but he did have length of days.
I'm sorry, length of years he didn't have, typo.
Oh, okay.
But he did have length of days. So what does that mean?
He made the most out of his shit.
Exactly. Gevalt. That's also the excellence.
It's not the years in your life, it's the life in your No, it's some good quality.
Something like that. You know what's cool, by the way? I literally just started, I'll talk about death and living every moment through Max. I just started reading Tuesdays with Morrie, like for my first time ever.
Great book.
Which is all about Tuesdays with Morrie.
Mitch Albom.
Mitch Albom, it's all about...
He's from Detroit.
Cool, yeah, he talks about that. It's all about appreciating life and every moment of
Detroit?
Life. And just opened it randomly last night. It's a really good book. I'll lend it out if you guys want. My dad loves it, so he actually bought a library for the yeshiva, so if you guys want them, happy to. It's good bathroom reading. Alright.
Torah is also a good bathroom.
Yeah, we can't read Torah in the bathroom. Anyways, okay. So so that's a very famous story of the Gur of Imri Emes, the Svas Emes, his son, another Hasidic master. That's also the explanation a lot of people give for when the Torah says you'll have lengthy days. If you respect your mom and dad, you'll have lengthy days. If you use Shai Mikra, you'll have lengthy days. So literally it means, Orech Yomi means you'll live long life. But the Hasidic explanation is every day you'll live to its fullest. You'll really get the most out of every moment in life. I think they say the same thing about if you wake up at dawn and you daven. Same idea. Good. Okay. Our final two sources, Rav Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital was the main student of the Arizal, the Ari HaKadosh of Isaac Luria. He's the one who wrote his books. Big, big Kabbalistic dude. Really, really holy. He actually has a whole book called Shar HaGilgulim, all about reincarnations and stuff like that. It's really interesting. God willing, I'll do one of these spicy topic shirim about it one of these days. But so let's see what Rav Chaim Vital has to say. I'll read it. Every second is a totally new world, and no moment is like another. And again, from the Kabbalistic perspective, the idea is that right now, God is recreating the world. Right? As I think, I don't know if we ever talked about it, but not bara priya etz, but bore priya etz. He's creating the fruit. As we speak, according to Kabbalah, we are being recreated. We are right now being created, and the question is, do we tap into that reality or not? Since every second God is recreating the world afresh, don't worry about the past, don't worry about the future. All you have is right now. Right? That's Rav Chaim Vital's perspective. Finally, Max, take us to the promised land.
At the time of that side, Shema, a person's spark is about to leave, and a new one to take its place. Yet the departing spark can still be rectified from Shiva.
Okay, so this is kind of an off topic, but a little bit of a practical idea that I remember. We always want to take at least one practical idea from the end of class. Pre-Shabbos Tshuva last week, I was the only one who posted, but I'm sure you guys did it on your own. It's okay. So this week, what's my idea of a practical idea to put this teaching into place? What's Rav Chaim Vital suggesting? Anybody chap his idea?
Seems like the part of his soul that like he was supposed to fix this past day is leaving, and the part that he's supposed to fix the next day is kind of entering.
Exactly. Right before you go to bed, that's the time of the switching. And during those transition time periods, that's a perfect time to do tshuva, to say sorry for anything you did wrong to God, to do vidui svarim du, or just to say the bedtime shema with a lot of kavana, if nothing else. And in that way, you actually achieve a rectification of your soul before it leaves. Also, they say Mincha v'Erev Shabbos is a perfect time to rectify your soul, according to Kabbalah and Chassidus, because it's that transition time period between the weekday and the Shabbos. So you always want to fix your soul at the last possible opportunity. So, you guys, I've left at the bottom. You can write your own practical commitments. You don't have to do this. But as a way, I would say, of actualizing these teaching of living every moment to the best of your ability, I would say one idea is maybe take upon yourself to say Shema before you go to bed, to say sorry, and to commit yourself the next day to really live in the moment type of day. It's a perfect moment right before you go to sleep. Say Shema with Kavanah, give your soul back to God, maybe say sorry for if you did anything wrong, and commit yourself that the next day, Bezrat Hashem, is going to be the best day of your life. Sounds good? Mm-hmm. So you're ready to do it? You ready to do it? So write it. Write in your commitment. I, Moishi, I'm going to glean nether, try my best.
I have a paper with you.